You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1601, brought to you by Equestrian Plus. Today, Horses in the Morning co-hosts Glenn and Ashley are joined by Madeline Boast for a deep dive into horse hydration, or dehydration.
Recharge your training program with Equestrian Plus. Equestrian Plus brings together top riders, trainers, and professionals onto one video platform. Watch over 5,000 how-to training videos, clinic and event footage, exclusive training sessions, and more featuring top experts including five-time dressage Olympian Stefan Peters, five-time Olympic show jumper Ann Krasinski, Olympic eventer and silver medalist William Fox Pitt, and more. Join Equestrian Plus now and use promo code HRN15 for 15% off your first month. Visit EquestrianPlusPLUS.com to subscribe. And joining us now is Madeline Boast of Balanced Bay Nutrition, located in Ontario, Canada. You guys might remember her. We had her on the show a couple months ago, and she is our one-stop shop for all nutrition-based questions. And I just thought, you know, it's June. I live in the desert now. Glenn's in Florida. Jamie's in Oklahoma. It's hot. Let's talk about dehydration. Where should we start? What are some first signs of dehydration that you think owners should be aware of?
So when we talk about dehydration, salt and electrolytes are critical, but recognizing it is also important for the animal's health. A lot of horse owners will do the skin pinch test, which is great. Also being familiar, checking your horse's gums, even like jugular refill can be a good indicator. Being familiar with their usual heart rate and respiratory rate are all really good indicators.
And for the pinch test, for example, can you walk us through what that looks like, feels like, just in case we have some listeners maybe who aren't familiar?
Yeah, for sure. So when you're doing the skin pinch test, typically you do it on the neck of the horse, and you pinch the skin and make sort of a tent. That skin, when you let go, should essentially immediately go back to normal within 1 to 1.5 seconds. If it's taking a prolonged period of time, like 2 to 3 seconds or more than 4 seconds, that can indicate dehydration. If it's greater than 4 seconds, that would be very serious dehydration, and you'd want to get your vet involved.
So that's a great caveat to my next question for you. So I've pinched my horse's skin. Don't worry, guys, it doesn't hurt. And, you know, it's staying upright for over 4 seconds. I'm going to call the vet. What are some of the first steps that the vet is going to do when they come out to the barn to help with the dehydration? And then we'll talk about how we can stay ahead of the dehydration.
Yeah, great question. So when we talk about rehydrating a horse, if it's not severe dehydration, you'd be looking at electrolytes mixed in solution. When we have severe dehydration, you have to be really, really cautious, because sometimes when you give electrolytes, if they're not provided in adequate solution, you can actually dehydrate the animal further. So in those severe dehydration cases, you'd want the vet involved so that you could be doing intravenous fluids.
Fantastic. So let's all hope we don't have to call our vet for dehydration, right? How can I, as the horse owner, stay ahead, make sure my horse, you know, outside of leading a horse to water if he won't drink, you know, what are some of the tips and tricks that I can utilize in the barn, or maybe, you know, if I'm trailering, to make sure that my horse is getting the electrolytes and salt that they need to stay hydrated?
Yeah, so for all horse owners, even if your horse isn't in any work, they should be getting loose salt in their feed every day. Whether it's hot outside or not, that's just a baseline. For your typical 1,000 or 1,100 pound horse, you'd be looking at about 2 tablespoons per day as their baseline requirement. From that there, anytime the horse is working or sweating, electrolytes should be being supplemented. So if your horse is in light work or even competing at lower levels, you can just put the electrolyte as a top dressing on their feed. However, gold standard really is to provide the electrolyte in solution. And this is going to be critical for the horses that are in heavy or very heavy work, competing on really hot days, or even being trailered in really hot weather. And so when we talk about electrolytes in solution, you would be still taking your same electrolyte powder, but mixing it with water. And so this, of course, relates with workload and also the heat index. So essentially, the more the horse sweats, the more electrolytes we need to be supplementing.
So I do have a... And heat's relative, right? So it's hot here in Florida, but the horses are kind of more used to it. You know, I think sometimes people think, well, it's only 85, you know, it's only 80 here in Pennsylvania right now. I don't need to have to worry about that. It's all, it's variable, right? It depends what the horses are used to, how much sweating they're doing.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, and that's a great point. And so the horses that are used to it may not be sweating as much in the warmer temperatures than compared to I'm up in Ontario. And so we have a very different heat, and our horses might struggle in struggle more and sweat more in those warmer temperatures, whereas the horses in Florida would be more used to that.
And your temperature will be lower and they'll start sweating than they might not here because in Florida because they're used to it.
Even like one of the things that we see is in the spring before they've shed out completely their winter coat, a lot of them will sweat more because they just haven't shed out their full winter coat yet. And it's warm.
Got it.
So keeping on the line of electrolytes and salt, tell us a bit about the differences between salt blocks and mineral blocks. Is one, you know, can they be swapped out for each other, or is there a important difference specifically to, you know, keeping our horses hydrated that one should be given over the other?
Great question. So we always see the different types of salt licks or salt blocks and mineral blocks. And for the most part, I like to say horses should always have a free choice salt source. I typically just recommend the plain white salt lick, or even better, having loose salt, because salt blocks were originally designed for cattle with really rough tongues. So horses generally don't get enough salt off of a block when that is their only salt source.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
And then... a lot of people don't know that, but so that's why we always say supplement.
Cow tongues aren't rough.
Salt.
Anybody that's touched one, they're rougher. Yeah.
Yeah, much rougher. It's a big difference for sure. Huh. And then with the different colors, it's just different minerals that are typically added. Like the blue blocks will have cobalt added, and then the red ones will be additional trace minerals. But from a nutrition standpoint, we wouldn't really ever rely on a block to be meeting a horse's nutrient requirement.
Okay, so that's great to know. The block is like a bonus, but it is not going to meet the needs. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good to know. That's news to me. Growing up and owning the stable, I thought that it was one and done, even with the block in the stall. So that's all wonderful news to have. And a little bit of a different note. Again, I grew up riding in Florida and now live in the desert of New Mexico. Do you have any advice nutritionally for folks whose horses are non-sweaters or hesitant to sweat, how they can try to help keep them as hydrated as possible?
This is a great question. And one of the horses that I manage is really reluctant to sweat during the summer months. And so what I do for him is I just give him, provide him with electrolytes daily. So he knows he gets his bucket of water with electrolytes mixed in, and he just expects that every day with his dinner. And so that can just be some extra support for those that that need it.
Wonderful. And so really, if I'm reaching for the Gatorade, I need to be sure that I'm giving my horse his own Gatorade at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. And horses actually lose a lot more electrolytes through their sweat than we do. They lose about 3 times more. So it's really, really important that we are supplementing them with electrolytes whenever they sweat.
Fantastic. Madeline, you are always such a pleasure to have on, such a wealth of knowledge. I know we can find you at balancedbaynutrition.com. Is there any other links or places folks can find you for every nutritional question they have?
Yeah, I post a lot of educational content on social media. So if they want to follow along on Instagram, it's at Balanced Bay Nutrition. And on Facebook, it's Balanced Bay Equine Nutrition Consulting.
Fantastic. And we'll be sure to drop those in the show notes so you guys don't have to think too hard on that. Madeline, wishing you a wonderful summer season and hoping that none of our horses get dehydrated. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great to chat with you guys.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.